Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. Tomorrow, there was supposed to be Care at the Castle with a walkabout of the William Fair Collection by Zico curator Esther Esmayol. But because of the weather tomorrow, Care at the Castle tomorrow has been cancelled. But we're hoping that we'll reschedule it for the next one, which is on the 31st of August, so you'll be able to listen to what Esther Esmayol has to say about the collection. Being Women's Month, we'll ask her to focus on Lady Anne Barnard. And, of course, this being ahead of Women's Month, why not focus on women on this Arts Roundup? So, it's Museum Saturday at Rupert Museums tomorrow, Saturday the 27th, and it's undercover, so it's a good place to go to, and there's a buzz of activities for all the family. But I'm going to focus on two events that include women. There's an art talk by Marion Dixon, the senior art specialist and Wineland's representative for Strauss & Company. It's taking place between 10:30 and 11:30. Admission is free. And Marion tells the story of the life and times of two world-class 20th century artists, Sidney Kumalo and Ezram Lahai. It's based on the talk being about and inspired by Gavin Watkins and Charles Skinner's new book, The Sculptures of Sidney Kumalo and Ezram Lahai, A Catalogue Raisonné. As a complement to the talk, both artists who are represented in the Rupert Art Foundation collection will have works on view. You can also buy the book. You should book ahead, so do go to the Rupert Museum website and find out about booking on. Then there is an alternative view with artist Diane Harper. It's for 18 years plus. It takes place for quite a few hours, between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you'll join Diane, and she takes you through a very creative process as you will be looking at artology, selected artworks from University of Pretoria Museum. Participants will view the exhibition through viewfinders. It's a workshop, as it were, and you'll be supplied with all sorts of material. It's a cost of $120 per person, which includes all that material, and do book as well for that. And the nice thing is, because it's Museum Saturdays and it's winter, you'll be getting a glass of Glühwein, a winter warmer, at the Museum Cafe, and that's for free. Plus, you have Lionel John on guitar. So, lots to do and a very pleasant environment as well. And last Saturday, there was a wonderful buzz when four children's books were launched at Zeitz Mocha. The books are written by Marion Berndt and illustrated by artist Marion herself, plus Jill Joubert and Mandy Wormer. There is one illustrator man who ducked in, the name of Jax Lamb. There are four stories. It's a beautiful selection. They're 150 Rand per book. The full set is also available in a beautiful slipcover for 600 Rand. And yes, I did buy a set for my great niece's 6th birthday in Berlin. Gotta admit to that. And then, rounding up with a women's art exhibition at Ebony Curated, is a solo exhibition by Orly Rabinowitz titled Presence. It opened on Wednesday, and it unveils Orly Rabinowitz's latest work, which are richly textured narratives and a connection to external and internal landscapes. As she says, "For me, the presence of each painting manifests itself by revealing an underlying life force that pulsates to the surface, transforming over time." The important thing about the exhibition is it's textured, it's interesting, subtle, and you go and have to go look for yourself. There's always lots to see in and do around Cape Town. It might be wintry weather, but get out there and enjoy. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version. And for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.